The hot dog has long been treated as the punching bag of the food world, or at least the punchline. It's the poor cousin to the sausage and the cookout item of last resort once all the burgers are spoken for. Hot dogs, historically, have not gotten much respect. But that is changing, and now these dogs are having their day around New Orleans. Some of the same high-profile chefs who have championed the idea of house-made meats have turned their attention to the once humble hot dog. See Donald Link's upscale sandwich shop Butcher or John Besh's nearby restaurant, The American Sector, for but two examples. However, for those who still regard the hot dog as an easy, cheap, no-complaints item to throw at the kids, what may be even more surprising than the attention of named chefs is the rise of the contemporary hot dog parlor, eateries that are dedicated to weenies and that seem to be in an arms race for ever more extravagant toppings to pile over them. No one has generated more buzz about hot dogs or made eating them more cool than Dat Dog. This place opened as a tiny, colorful shed on Ferret Street. The line of customers quickly extended out the door, and within a year, the whole operation moved across the street into much bigger digs. And people followed to line right back up again for hot dogs and sausages, served on crusty, oversized sourdough buns, and dressed with everything from mustard and zigzagging patterns to sour cream and wasabi. This success has spawned a Dat Dog vending cart, sometimes seen at festivals or outside of barrooms, and plans for a second Dat Dog are now well underway on Magazine Street. The example was not lost on other aspiring restaurateurs, and more hot dog parlors have followed. In the French Quarter, there's the evocatively named Dreamy Weenies. Their motto, all three in one spot, no mixing pots, is their pledge to respect kosher, halal, and vegan choices. So the kitchen serves hot dogs that comply with those dietary strictures and promises not to cook your veggie dog on the same grill that just sizzled up someone else's beef sausage. Here you find the meatless, Middle Eastern-esque falafel weenie or an all-bean-based link, while toppings run from the standard ballpark condiments to curry sauce, grits, and red beans and rice. Next, there's Diva Dog, a neat little hot dog spot in the Lower Garden District, where the theme is distinctly Creole, albeit Creole turned doggone wild. The chili for the chili dog is a riff on red beans. The ketchup is made with andouille sausage. There's an etouffee dog, a barbecue shrimp dog, and dogs topped with fried chicken, with oysters, or with Zapp's potato chips, a snack usually seen next to a hot dog, not necessarily over it. People may need a knife and fork to dig into some of these hot dog creations, but boy do they dig in. From vegetarians thrilled to find an old-time comfort food staple, now on their terms, to the extreme eater out to see how many different flavors a single weenie can handle, it's a new day for dogs that run just a little outside the pack. Learn more at WWNO.org.